Despite earning a strong six-figure income for the last decade, he's over $50,000 in debt with virtually no savings. And to top it off, he's known as the Scrooge of his town, always complaining about the things going wrong for him, about how hard he works, and how little he gets in return. What gives? How could two people with a similar IQ and upbringing, with similar interests, education, and even parenting styles end up so different? How did Michelle's life appear to get better with age, with incredible levels of health and vitality, physical wealth, happiness, and an amazing family? It wasn't just her net worth or health that got better. It was her life net worth. And how could Billy seem like a pawn thrown around in the wind by an angry deity? What is he missing that she possesses? In this book, I'm going to introduce you to the key that Michelle possessed. The big secret. What I learned interviewing 20-plus people that lost over 100 pounds and kept it off years later without calorie counting or diet fads. There's a big secret that the healthiest, happiest people on the planet get that most of us don't. And I'm not talking about these silly fitness models spamming your social media newsfeed saying, if you aren't pushing until you die, you're weak. I'm talking about just average people like you and me. Average people that transformed their health and their life. It might surprise you that their health and their weight loss had little to do with forcing themselves to eat less, move more, or any of the typical diet advice you get from the magazine tabloids at the grocery store. Not a single one of these people counted calories. In fact, it was just the opposite. And it was the result of only two principles. These two principles I noticed over and over as I interviewed dozens of case studies before finally putting the pieces together myself. In 2013, on a beautiful August day, I strolled into my local bookstore because I had a burning question nagging me. Why is it, despite the fact that we have 25 new shred diet books by mysterious medical doctors this year, people are getting bigger and sicker than ever and aren't any more successful at looking and feeling better? It blew my mind that virtually everyone on the planet had access to all the information since the dawn of humanity, yet we were apparently no closer to the health and physical appearance that we often craved. In other words, in a world where virtually everyone has access to all the information ever released on the planet, why do only a couple percent succeed at actually having the pain-free, vital, strong, and slim body they want? Think about it. If we all have access to the world store of information, why aren't we all millionaires, happy, slim, and content? All the information's right there. That's when I realized that information meant very little. The diet, the information, we chose usually had very little or limited impact on the bottom line, the body and health we wanted. That's when I realized why I had a stack of books on happiness 10 feet tall, yet day to day I complained about being mildly unhappy. That was the day I realized that many of us have read finance books or have at one point wondered how to make more money, but most of us aren't where we want to be financially. Why aren't they telling us this? I sat down for a second and just stared at the health and wellness rack in the bookstore. What if the diet had nothing to do with it? What if dieting really had little to do with the diet and instead had more to do with life? All of these gurus were giving the same advice, what to actually do, but no one was saying how to actually do it. Pieces began to connect. How do the successful few do it? I was hooked. I wanted to figure out this key for myself, so I set out upon a mission. I sought out, interviewed, studied, and analyzed dozens of people that lost over 100 pounds naturally, kept it off years later, didn't go on a fad diet or count calories, and did it, most importantly, just by changing certain key habits. I got on the phone with each of these people, recorded the calls, and played the 30-plus hours of calls back a dozen times each. As a certified personal trainer, an undergraduate bio major from a top university, and a guy that's been in the gym for almost a decade now, I wasn't coming to this blind. I had a rough idea of what I thought they were going to say. I asked them similar things originally. At first, I had the same questions you might ask. What were you eating? How much? How often? How did you control portions? What kind of exercises were you doing? How many times a week were you going to the gym? How did you deal with cravings, sweets, and unsupportive friends? But strangely enough, these conversations almost never came up when I asked them. I was puzzled. If they didn't solely attribute the diet, in other words, what they ate,